This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 37, Little Earthquakes.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm happy you're here.
Allie wouldn't leave it alone.
How is she?
She wanted me to tell you she called that therapist. The one Detective Santos recommended.
That's good. Do you want to have a seat at the table or on the couch? We can go outside. I've been going outside a lot lately. My parents actually got me some patio furniture. It's pretty cool.
Couch is fine.
You want something to drink?
Not right now.
Okay. You just let me know if I need to...
Please stop. You can't make this pleasant.
Sorry. Look, I don't know how to do this. Maybe I should just start.
No. This is my time. I have spent a lot of time trying to figure out if I wanted to talk to you. And when I finally got here, I started trying to figure out how to talk to you. And it's really strange because from day one, I didn't think it was ever hard to talk to you. I'm still not sure how this is going to go, but I know a month is a long time to not deal with it. You lied to me for months. And because you lied to me, you put me and Allie in danger.
I didn't.
I'm not done. One of the things I value is truth. I need the people I love to be open and honest with me. I understand that's a big ask. Being truthful is hard for people. It's hard for me, but it's the basis for a loving relationship. I could tell you were guarded from the first night we met, but I was patient because I wanted everything to work for us. And once you told me about Genevieve and your nightmares, I thought that we were there. We hit that sweet spot and we were going to be great because you trusted me with this big part of your life. And then you asked me to marry you and I didn't hesitate saying yes. Maybe I should have. I mean, we'd only been together 6 months. My brothers thought I was joking. My dad literally told me to give the ring back. But I knew then that I was doing the right thing. You were the first person that made it easy to be open, to be honest. Talking to you about anything was like second nature. I felt like I'd known you my whole life. But then our fucking engagement party happened, and I could tell that Luke was getting under your skin. I tried to be patient once again. I tried to wait for you to tell me because I know how hard it is for you to open up. But I didn't think it would be as hard for you to open up to me this time. You told me that you loved me more than you've ever loved anyone else, and if that's true...
It's true!
Sorry.
If that's true, then you should have been able to open up to me. About the threats, about the nightmares, about what Luke had done. Especially about that. I love you. I don't think I'm going to stop loving you. I'm having an incredibly hard time figuring out if I can trust you. If I can't trust you, we can't be together.
All right. What do you want to know? Ask me anything.
Porter, I didn't...
No. You said I'm not open enough. So let's try this.
I'll take that drink now. Beer, if you have it.
Okay.
All right. Why didn't you want to see me when you were in jail?
Because I knew if I saw you, I couldn't lie to you. And if I finally told you everything while I was in jail, then I wouldn't know if you were safe.
Tell me about your nightmares.
Any specific one?
Just in general.
Okay. My screwed up brain, my screwed up conscience manifests itself as Jen. And she constantly berates me. She tells me I'm a terrible person for letting her die. She asks me if I want to die.
Do you?
No. But I guess sometimes I think it might have been easier for everyone if I just died in the explosion too. Maybe we should have gone for something stronger than beer.
Did Luke tell you that he was trying to kill you?
Yes. He wanted us both to die, me and Jen. And then he changed his mind, I guess.
Why?
Fuck if I know.
Why were you so sure he wouldn't hurt me or Allie?
Because I don't think he wanted to. I think he just wanted to hurt me.
But you didn't know that for sure. You just held on to all that because you hoped he wouldn't hurt us?
But he didn't.
I'm sorry?
Luke never hurt you. He told me that as long as I didn't tell anyone, he wouldn't hurt anyone. And I'm sorry for lying to you. I'm sorry that you don't trust me anymore, but if I had to do it all over again, I would.
You're kidding, right?
Why the hell would I be kidding?
I just told you that I don't know if I can trust you, and you're throwing it back in my face?
I kept a secret to protect you. I wanted to keep you safe. How is this so hard for you to understand? A few weeks ago, you could think of nothing but wanting to make sure Allie was okay. You wanted to protect her.
Of course.
And that's what I was doing. I wanted to protect you and her and Dax and my parents, all of you.
But you told Dax. You trusted him more than you trusted me.
That wasn't about trust. Dax and I have known each other for a long, long time. And I knew that if I told him, he couldn't say anything. He wouldn't.
You didn't think I could do that?
Honestly, no.
Damn it, Porter.
Just think about it for a minute. If I had told you that Luke had murdered Jet, would you have been able to walk back into that room full of everyone you loved and just smiled like nothing had happened? Of course not.
But you did. You smiled and laughed.
And I drank a shit ton. And got super anxious and needed medicine and then more therapy and...
We could have left town.
And what would have happened to Dax and Allie and Anna and my parents? He threatened everyone in my life. I don't know how many times I need to say it to you, but I truly believe that what I did was the right thing to do, to protect you.
But you didn't protect me.
I did. Luke never hurt you.
He nearly killed my best friend.
He did kill my best friend. That night after he told me, I almost told you. It was right there. It was right there on the tip of my tongue, but then I heard Jen crying. Literally heard her crying in my head. I remember her face when she was sitting there with all those wires, and I've never seen someone more scared before. Ever. and I believed him. I knew that if I said something to you, he would know. I couldn't take that risk. I wouldn't risk that. If I had to do it all over again, I still wouldn't tell you, because I don't think I could bear to see the kind of fear in your face.
We could have done something.
Really? What could we have done? Told the police? Dax did that. Remember what happened?
Heather Lawson.
Fucking Heather Lawson. You want some truth? I was terrified. And I may be doing better than I was before. But I'm still terrified most of the time. And I feel really alone. And it's not because we're not together. I have people around me, people who love me. I know this. But I feel like I'm floating in the middle of all of you on my own island. Before all the shit hit the fan, I would smile and try to put on a good show, but everything inside of me was off. I'm tired. Every day. I'm absolutely exhausted. Because I have to hold myself together. Before I met you, it was much worse. You helped me. You helped me feel a little more centered. I didn't want to tell you about Luke because I wanted to protect you, but I also wanted to protect myself.
Protect yourself how?
I'm damaged.
Porter.
I am. In my heart, I needed you to know that. But in my head, I didn't want to show you how bad it was. How bad I was. And I was afraid you'd run. And now, I get it, that it'll be hard to trust me ever again. But I swear, there will be no more secrets between us. You made me feel less damaged. I'm in physical pain right now. Because I don't know if this is the last time I'll see you.
How do I know you'll keep your promise?
You don't, Myra. You'll just have to take me at my word. And obviously, it's shit right now, but I had my reasons for lying to you. I won't do it anymore.
I need to give this back to you.
Fuck.
When you asked me to marry you, I wanted to.
But now you don't?
6 months wasn't enough time. We didn't really know each other. We still don't. So you take that ring back and hold on to it. Allie and I are going to go home for a little while, a week or so. I need to see my family, and I think Allie needs to get away from here.
Okay.
When we get back, maybe the two of us can go to dinner or something. Just dinner. We owe it to ourselves to at least consider us. I need time. We need time. I don't want to give up on us just yet.
I love you.
I love you too, mister.
Join us again in 2 weeks for another episode of Boom. This episode featured the voices of Garrett DeLosier as Porter Owens, Melinda Seawalk as Myra Hanover, and me, Michael R., as the narrator. Season 4 was recorded at Pod Studio 1 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Producer Amanda Lorraine. Production sound Carl Huber. Sound design Joshua Sui. Original score Brian Irwin. Assistant director Delilah Ferrer. Production assistant Van Donnell. Social media guru Ryan Allen. For more information on the show, where to find us on social media, and ways to donate to the show, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast with a friend.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.